www.ShopRite.com today.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all you across this great nation. Hope you're keeping warm in all those nooks and crannies as you get ready for another big holiday meal and celebration. Speaking of celebrating, it was supposed to be exactly that, the big send-off for Nelson Mandela, who died at the age of 95, as you're all well aware of, last week. And it was a who's who of world leaders that descended on Johannesburg. One of the things that was so odd coming out of that is the fact that you had a deaf translator who was standing a few feet away from President Obama, President Zuma, and so many others who were there talking about Mandela. And yet the translator was translating cockamamie things, nothing about what they were saying about his life, about freedom, about being having forgiveness in his heart. Whatever it was they were saying, it was being translated incorrectly. Just mumbo-jumbo nonsense was being said, like, I'd like a Diet Coke or let's have a cigarette or whatever. The guy who was the translator, his name is Thamsangi Janti, I think is how you say it. And what you have to ask yourself is there was so much crazy security there, and there had to be. How is it that someone could be that close to the people that I was talking about? And as an interpreter, so not as only is he messing up what he's interpreting, but it turns out he has schizophrenia. So there he was speaking at Tuesday's ceremony, broadcast to millions around the world, and he was rambling and saying things in the translation that made absolutely no sense. And here's what he had to say about seeing angels and to please forgive him.
If I've offended anyone, please forgive me. What happened that day? It was a very much, I don't know, what could I call it? I see angels come to the stadium. And immediately I see angels come to the stadium.
All right, so through the haze of the gibberish, that was hallucinating. That's what he said, he was hallucinating. He was in a mental health facility for about a year. And he said that his hallucination started when he was interpreting and that he tried not to panic because there were armed policemen all around him. And you heard him apologize there. It's just so crazy that they didn't know that, and they didn't know that he was not a translator. He was not a good translator. They didn't realize what was going on with him. And it's just one of those things that is unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. And of course, for Mandela, that was the ceremony to honor him, the icon, the anti-apartheid icon and former president who died on December 5th. And now everybody wants to talk to him. And he said he was worried. He didn't want to panic because he was afraid that sometimes he has become violent and it's happened a lot. Ooh. But luckily, he did not become violent that day, because that would have been catastrophic had something happened there. And especially with all those weapons and, in other words, all those snipers that were trained on that area. If he made some kind of crazy move, that what would they do? They would have to answer back. They would have to do something for sure. Hey, coming up, we've got our cheap movie review. And boy, a lot of the good movies are starting to come out because, once again, it is that time of year when maybe you don't even ever go to the movies, except for, it's like some people say, sadly, the comparison, oh, I go to church Christmas and I go to church for Easter, the people that do that. There are people that go to the movies twice a year, in the summer or the spring and during the holidays, because their family's in and people get cabin fever and they go with the family and they pick a movie and you know, that's what they do. And with the awards being announced, you're starting to see, too, some of the bigger movies are either re-releasing or they're coming out, a whole bunch of them, bam, 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 because we are less than 2 weeks away from Christmas, and then we swing into the New Year's, and it's for all those reasons that I said. You have people that have more time on their hands than normal, and this is when they go and run and go catch a flick. One of the movies that we wanted you to hear is one that definitely has been talked about on this show and is being talked about all over the place. It's called Saving Mr. Banks. Take a listen.
I promised my daughters that I'd make your Mary Poppins into a movie. I promised them, Pam.
This December.
How in the world does Mr. Disney propose to train penguins to dance?
They're animated.
No animation.
Great!
From Disney comes a movie about saving memories.
Where did she come from?
Mary Poppins is family to me.
Saving hope.
Mary Poppins was a real person?
And saving the best for last.
Don't you want to finish the story?
Saving Mr. Banks. Rated PG-13. Everywhere December 20th.
Yeah, there you go. And Saving Mr. Banks, it's a long one, over 2 hours. Tom Hanks, Emma Thompson, Colin Farrell's in it too, Bradley Whitford's in it. And that's what happened. Walt Disney pursued P.L. Travers, who wrote the novel Mary Poppins, and it took that long for him to convince her to give up the rights, to have the film rights, in other words, so he could make that movie. And, of course, Mary Poppins, they still play it on TV once or twice a year. Mary Poppins comes about, so obviously he knew what he was talking about. And when they did the movie, think of those iconic songs that came out of it, like Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, impressive, huh, that I could remember that, and a few others. I know when I was a kid, I can't tell you how many times I probably saw that, and they played it, I'm sure, on television much more now. Now you have 1,000, you know, you've got 1,000 different stations that, things that people are tuning into, different stations, different Netflix and Redbox, and so probably not quite as much as when we had just a handful of channels, and yep, they would play it over and over and over again. Still the most popular movie in and outside of America, this is not necessarily a surprise, is The Hunger Games Catching Fire. The total gross for that movie is $335 million. $335 million. How about that? The next, you know, one that's really now catching fire, and this is partially because of kids out of school and all of that, is the Walt Disney movie that just came out, the movie Frozen. And Frozen has made over $31 million. How about that? Over $31 million this past week. $134 million total, and that has a chance to probably rake in well over $200 million. Wow, staggering numbers, aren't they? Especially for animation, too. Stay with us. The rest of our cheap movie review on the flip side.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Good morning, Pamela.
So discomforting to hear a perfect stranger use my first name. Mrs. Travers, please.
I do apologize, Mrs. Travers. I'm Don DeGrady, the scriptwriter.
Co-scriptwriter? I shall certainly be having my say, Mr.
DeGrady. Wonderful. I welcome your input.
If indeed we ever sign off on a script.
Right. This is the rest of your team. This is Dick and Bob Sherman, music and lyrics voice, the one and only Mrs. P.L. Travers, the creator of our beloved Mary.
Poppins.
Who else?
Mary Poppins. Never, ever, just Mary. Pleasure to meet you. Here we shan't be acquainted for very long.
Why is that?
Because these books simply do not lend themselves to chirping and prancing. No. Certainly not a musical. Now, where is Mr. Disney? I should so much like to get this started and finished as briskly as is humanly possible. Perhaps someone can point me in his direction. I'd be so grateful. Thank you.
All right, you have to love that. That's a little scene with Emma Thompson. I was just talking about Saving Mr. Banks, and that movie is expected to really explode when it's released. It's in the theaters this weekend. And it should do pretty well at the box office. There are a lot of people that have it on their radar, and it's still a movie that you can take kids to, so it might be one of those, end up being one of those family movies, along with Frozen, the one that I said was starting to really set some box office records and probably really slams them in the end. Another movie that everybody's talking about is The Hobbit, of course. 2 hours and 40 minutes. Boy, pack a lunch. Bilbo Baggins continues his little journey with the wizard, Gandalf, and this time 13 dwarfs. And people cannot get enough of The Hobbit. Take a listen.
Where does your journey end? You seek that which would bestow upon you the right to rule.
quest to reclaim a homeland and slay a dragon.
I won't kill a dwarf.
When did we allow evil to become stronger than us?
This is not our fight.
This is our fight.
One of us is trapped!
It's undoubtedly a trap.
Such is the nature of evil. In time, all foul things come forth.
If you awaken that beast, you will destroy us all.
Was that an earthquake?
That, my lad, was a dragon.
To get the deal there, it's if you know anything about the whole Hobbit deal, it's PG-13 action adventure, you know, sequel, sci-fi, fantasy, and it will also be very popular because they absolutely have a rabid fan following in the audience. Maybe some of you are huge fans of this series, and this is just another direction that it's going in. Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas is Tyler Perry doing the Medea character. Check it out.
How you doing, America? What can I get for you?
Does Santa really work in the North Pole?
No, he don't work. He lays on the couch and he drinks all day. He's trifling. I have to pay all the bills. He kind of like your mama. Now, bye. Next.
Okay, Medea, this is where you'll be working.
Okay. I need y'all to go get me some scratch off. Just two, three of them.
Yeah, you can help.
Hold on, because somebody's screaming at me. I'm getting choked the hell out of her.
Mom, I'm not going to be able to come home this year.
It's Christmas.
I'll come up there. I can ask your Aunt Medea to come with me.
Your daughter is grown. Leave her alone.
I'll pay you.
What time are you going to leave?
Surprise! Surprise!
Who are you?
I'm Connor.
Mama, Daddy.
Well, Miss Medea, looks like we're going to be spending Christmas dinner together this year. Did you hear the one about the two rabbis and the black dude?
Did you hear the one about the straight bullet that killed the redneck for telling the story about the two rabbis and the black dude?
This holiday season.
Lacey, yeah. You do not have a Christmas tree?
Just leave this child alone. She's living her life. She's happy out here in the farm playing old McDonald.
When help is needed.
God, these nipples so tough, you need a mammogram. You got to pull them things. You got to pull them hard. Pull them. Pull them.
You all right?
I done fell in bull.
When children need a little guidance.
The Bible says that when little baby Jesus was born, he was born to the Virgin Mary. Jake Lyde.
And when everyone could use some wisdom.
Good morning, Miss Mandela.
Not Mandela, honey. Medea.
What are you doing here anyway?
Hush up, dragon lady.
Medea's got the gift.
This is Christmas. You got to be nice to people. Passing on niceness. I take my medicine this morning.
What medicine?
5 milligrams, but don't choke at home. Merry Christmas.
Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas.
Not you. Look how you jumped on top of you. Go see A Medea Christmas. You're going to enjoy yourself.
All right, so you get the deal there. Medea, the character that, boy, I don't know how many movies now he's done with the Medea character, but it's got to be a lot. Tyler Perry, people don't realize, so successful, maybe they do, so successful. He's got his own studio in Atlanta, Georgia, where they're pumping out all kinds of movies. All right, this next one is pretty interesting. It's called, and a lot of people are seeing it pop up on the radar because it's being nominated for awards, and they really weren't aware of what it's about, and it's got an interesting title. It's called American Hustle. Here's a little clip of American Hustle.
I know you think, look at me. Hey, Edith, I know you think Irv loves you. I know you think you know him. You think that he sees the world as this cold, dark place, and he cares about nobody but a very few people on a short list, his son, his father, Rosalind, and you, and you think you're on the top of the list. What if you're not? What if you're not on that list? What if you're not even on that list at all? He'd be in here right now if he took the check. But no, you didn't. God, it's so clear to me. It's so crazy. It's clear to me, but it's not clear to you. He uses you, Edith, to protect himself, to protect his son and his wife in Long Island. No? Yes. He put a ring on her finger. He adopted her son. They have a huge house. They have two cars. What does she do all day? I'll tell you what she does. She plays with the nails. She watches TV, and she spends your money, the money that you make. I don't like that you're in jail while he's going free. I don't like any of that. I want to help you. All the razzle-dazzle that he does, it's not good. It's not real. It's fake. It's not real. Who you are is who you are between you and God. You and your soul. That's what matters. That's what counts. That's what I'm about. And that's what I see in you. Tell me you didn't feel the first time we saw each other. Am I crazy? I don't think so. I'm not supposed to be talking like this, but I don't care. I break the rules. Okay, Edith. Edith, I want to help you. I like you.
All right, so this movie is interesting, the tale of this movie. It is about a con man, Irving Rosenfeld, who, along with his British partner, they have no choice but to work for an FBI agent who pushes them into this Jersey mafia deal. And it looks pretty interesting, to be honest, because the cast in this one, Christian Bale, Bradley Cooper, Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner, and Jennifer Lawrence, who has the second of the Hunger Games out that so many young girls especially are going to see. So there is kind of a real-life theme to this, and it's all about pulling the strings, and who's pulling the strings, the FBI, or is it the other way around? And this is one of those movies that I mentioned during award seasons is getting a lot of buzz because a lot of the actors are being nominated for Golden Globes or SAG Awards or whatever, and they still have the Oscars to announce and a few other things as well. So if you're going to the movies, remember, you can send us a cheap movie review to americatonight.net. If you do, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Stay with us for Kicking the Can to the Other Side.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I love to see me just like you. I love to see me just like you. I'm just trying to make my way. I got a feeling that you can relate. A lot of talk on words to shoot you straight. Catch you screaming, waving, I'm flagging you out.
Very excited about our next guest. I'll tell you what, Dr. Mark Green, he's actually a state senator in Tennessee. What a story he has to tell. You know, this Friday marks the 10th anniversary of the capture of Saddam Hussein. Can you imagine spending a night with Saddam Hussein while he was in captivity, guarding him? What would be going through your mind? That's what happened to Mark Green. So we fast forward to now and the stories that he could tell, and he does tell. He wrote a book about that experience called A Night with Saddam. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Mark. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks a million. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Did you ever think, let's re-rack this, wind the clock back, when you, first of all, you're an Army Ranger flight surgeon, and you knew you'd get into certainly some hairy situations, and you know what your job is, you're a doctor, you're trying to work in that direction, and I can imagine at times it was like a mass unit beyond what I could even visualize in my head. Did you ever think that you would end up in the situation that you did with Saddam Hussein?
No clue. I had no idea that that would ever happen. It was a real shocker. And I honestly didn't think about it, that it was going to happen after we caught him. I just kind of went over to the detention area to get a glimpse at him. And the commander, the admiral commanding the task force that got him, comes out of the room with Saddam and says, "Hey, Mark, you know, would you go in and spend this first night with him? I don't want him martyring himself." I'm like, "Heck yes, sir. I'll be glad to go in." And there I am, you know, walking in to the cell of the captured king of Babylon.
Wow. And you go in, and didn't you have to, I mean, from just a normal task that you would do as a doctor, didn't you have to, like, take his blood pressure?
Yeah. In fact, that's kind of what started our conversation. I was just sitting there reading a Stars and Stripes, and he was in the cot right next to me and sits up and motions me over to take his blood pressure, which I did. And as I'm sitting there taking his blood pressure, Saddam's checking me out and I'm checking him out. And he goes, just out of the blue, you know, when I was a kid or when I was younger, I wanted to be a physician, but politics had too great a hold on my heart. So this image of the Butcher of Baghdad taking the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm started our conversation.
Wow. And then he starts to, was it just a flood of stories? He just started just talking to you, right?
Well, no, I when he opened it up, I began to ask him questions, you know, about his youth. And I asked historical stuff. Tell me about the first coup attempt when you tried to come to power. And, you know, why did you invade Kuwait? Why did you go to war with Iran, the Iran-Iraq war? And his answer, he just flowed with the answers. It was pretty amazing, to say the least.
When you asked him about invading Iran and Kuwait, what did he tell you?
Well, probably the most fascinating historical answer that he gave me that night, that's really not in any other books, was why he went to war with Iran. Apparently, when he was in second in command in Iraq, and when Khomeini was sort of second in power in Iran, you know, the Shah was still in power, so Khomeini is the religious leader. Khomeini flees the Shah and comes to Iraq. Iraq is mostly a Shia country, but Saddam is a Sunni leader, so of course he felt very threatened by that. He goes down and meets with Khomeini, and they sort of broker this deal that when Khomeini gets in power in Iran, of course the Shah falls, that Khomeini would cede some coastline on the Persian Gulf to Saddam, to Iraq, so that Saddam would be able to get oil out of his country more easily. Of course, the Shah falls, the Iranian Revolution happens, Khomeini comes to power and then ignores Saddam. Basically, Saddam told me that night, "I went and took by force what was promised to me in a deal." Khomeini reneged on the promise, and Saddam went by force to get the Persian Gulf access.
Wow. Wow. Did he at all, when he was telling you these stories, I love the fact that you got all that historical information out of him in those conversations. Did he seem like he was, I guess sad is not the word, but did he have any kind of emotion about being captured and being in the situation?
No, I don't think that he had any inclination of what was coming, you know, that it would ultimately end in a death sentence. But he was very superior, you know, as if I were some, you know, underling just documenting history. And his arrogance was proved out time and time again during the interview. At one point, he asks us which way Mecca is and turns and prays, and he doesn't bow, which is sort of unheard of in Islam. You know, those guys are very reverent toward God. They bow. And Saddam just turned and prayed. And to the folks that I've spoken with that are Muslim, they suggest to me that Saddam saw himself as equal to God, and that's why he didn't have to bow. You know, but that clearly shows his arrogance or megalomania, I guess.
And once you got into this and you're talking to him, did you talk to him all night long?
Yeah, pretty much lasted about, 5.5 hours. I was just talking to him through the night. Saddam was very talkative. He couldn't sleep or didn't want to sleep. And about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, the commander comes back in and sees that he's very nonchalantly talking to me. He says, "Hey, we got to get this on tape." And so they run out and get a video camera, set up a video. video camera. Red light comes on. Sam lays back down in the cot and pulls the blanket up over his head. End of interview.
Oh, wow. End of interview. And then it,
yeah, exactly.
And then as all of that unfolds, and then boom, there, you know, from your point of view, and you had seen it all, we should say, you know, I mentioned what you did, but as an Army flight surgeon, you were the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, which is, of course, I know it as, and many of the listeners know it as, Night Stalkers. And basically,
right,
you were in the Black Hawk helicopters. You had no medical cross. And you on the helicopter, none of that kind of stuff. And you were capable, of course, in that kind of a machine of firing, 8,000 rounds every minute because of the situations that you were going in. So as part of that crew and then watching what happened there, seeing the end of Saddam Hussein had to be like a surreal situation for you, was it?
No doubt about it. I mean, my life in special operations as a flight surgeon was different than most medical personnel. You know, most medical personnel wear a Red Cross and they go in as, you know, with some special protections from the Geneva Convention. I didn't have those special protections because I was, you know, I didn't wear the Red Cross. I went in as a shooter, and we would take casualties off the target on, you know, the aircraft was an assault platform. It was not a special ambulance. So I went in with the shooters to the target, brought the guys off, resuscitated or did, you know, medical care in the back of the helicopter while we flew to a hospital or a MASH unit. But, yeah, there was none of that. So I was accustomed to being like a shooter. Seeing him finally meet his demise, I was glad for the penalty that was served, but I honestly didn't like the way it was done. I think having that cell phone video footage broadcast to the world probably did a lot of harm, especially for the sectarian violence, you know, that occurred, gosh, about, I think, 2006, 2007, somewhere around in there, I'm trying to remember when his execution was, but that cell phone coverage getting out was actually bad because it fueled the sectarian violence and then precipitated the need for the surge, which came later and was effective, but it might not have been as needed had that video footage not gotten out there, because it was the Shia guys who hung the Sunni Saddam Hussein.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Amazing experience. And now we fast forward, and here you are, as I said this at the beginning, you're a doctor, but you're also a state senator. Do you have aspirations of going to Washington?
Well, my goal right now is to just serve the district that has, you know, sent me to Nashville, to our state legislature. But I, you know, my goal is to just influence and to try to help our country. Right now I'm doing that by helping our state. The state of Tennessee is really in a good spot. We have the lowest debt per capita in the country. We have the third lowest tax rates, as a state, and if you combine our state and local government. And consequently, we have we're the fourth best in creating jobs in the country. So we feel like that philosophy of low taxes, of low debt, is producing the job growth in our state. I'd love to see that happen at the national level. And right now I'm just trying to, you know, help our state and be a part of what our state is doing to be an example to the rest of the country. If an opportunity comes to go hire myself, then, you know, we'll evaluate that. But right now I feel like I'm serving the country by making sure the state of Tennessee is run well and serves as an example to the rest of the nation.
All right, good for you. The book, again, is A Night with Saddam. Mark, we're going to look for you on that national platform. When you get there, you're going to talk to me again, right?
Absolutely. If that ever happens, we're on the phone.
Excellent. Mark, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Remember what the day's all about, for whatever it is all about for all of you. And, you know, it's a time to kind of check yourself and think about last year and heading into next year. Resolutions, whether you believe, some people hate them. They hate resolutions because they say nobody keeps the resolutions anyway. We're going to do some fun rev. We're going to rev up the resolutions. Coming up before we hit the first. And next week, we're taking a look back at the top stories from 2013. I can't believe I'm even saying that. Wow. It's almost done. It's hard to believe it. really flew by for me anyway. I don't know about the rest of you, but did it seem like we just all of a sudden hit the gas when we hit the spring? Like, boom, all of a sudden here we are, and it's Christmas again. Crazy. All right, so a couple of quick things here, some payoffs, some final parting shots for this hour anyway. We talked about how crazy, to me, the craziest story the last 3 days has been the idea of the interpreter at the Mandela event who was schizophrenic, says he was hallucinating at the event, was feet away from world leaders, and nobody had any clue. Let's scan everybody. Let's make sure this place is practically on lockdown. But, oh, yeah, the person who's standing on the podium who says sometimes he has violent episodes isn't even signing correctly, and he's there for almost 5 hours, making $85 for that 5 hours, while he is standing so close that he could grab onto anyone that was at the podium. And that is, man, that is unbelievable to me. He was hallucinating at the event. Yeah, hallucinating. And you might feel like you're hallucinating when you hear that the budget was passed. Yes, the House overwhelmingly said, we're going to do it for 2 years. Now it's up to the Senate. They should rubber stamp it because of the numbers. The House had an avalanche of Republicans who jumped on board. Key thing here that's missing, I think, not enough cuts. I mean, we're still back to the same thing. We're taxing, but we're not cutting, and we don't have a balanced budget, and we're talking about a $17.3 trillion debt that's only going to get higher. Cutting $23 billion in 10 years is not going to work. Who was it that said it was like putting lipstick on a pig? Somebody who ran for president, VP. You know her. And to steal her phrase, that's what it's like, and it's what keeps happening. You know, the feds are considering the cell phones on flights. They're considering having that. But then they're saying no calls. So first it's like, oh, yeah, everybody can make calls when they're out there on the flights. And then now they're saying, well, no, they couldn't do calls, but they could send texts and that kind of stuff and check the web when you're at, like, 10,000 feet. Forget the call thing. And the reason that happened is because originally they were saying, okay, we're gonna allow cell phones on flights. We're gonna take a vote on it. We're gonna make this whole thing pass. Ba 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 ba. And then people started to complain. See, there is power in numbers. If you complain enough, something happens. Because can you imagine people talking on the cell phones? It'd be like being in a cocktail lounge or something. And you know people would do it. There'd be someone laughing hysterically in the phone. They'd be re-racking what happened in their teenage years or what stupid story happened at work that had, you know, no significance of anything and you can't hear the other side. It'd just be ridiculous. It's like the first time I remember when cell phones were starting to get popular, I lived in Las Vegas. And I would go to the market, which was always a great scene because you'd see regular-looking people. Then you'd see, like, showgirls. They were bombshells. You knew they were showgirls because they had legs that could have touched the ceiling. And they were walking around in platform shoes or strippers, I don't know. And everybody was on the cell phone. And you'd just hear the craziest. You couldn't help it. You'd hear all these crazy stories. You're just trying to get some meat at the market. Just give me some bologna. And I have to hear this going up and down the aisles. And finally, they put a sign up, because people weren't even going through the lines very fast, put the cell phones away. And it really infuriated a lot of people, and they had to take the sign down eventually. But I thought it was great, because then your line would get clogged up, because people were talking on the phone again, and always that cackling. Like, it's like the funniest joke they ever heard, and they're doubled over while people are lining up behind you to try to get through the line. So on a plane, I think that would have led to so many problems. And enough people complained that they wanted to clarify, but they weren't going to do that and roll back the idea that, okay, well, so you can text, but forget getting on the phone, because that would be no good, no way, no how. I don't think so. How about this? So you get pot in Colorado, but do you know what to do with the pot? Do you know what kind of strain of pot you have? You know, when they grow pot, there's all kinds of varieties of it. That's no shock. It's a plant, right? So in Denver, there's a story that synthetic marijuana, they think, got over 200 people sick in a month-long outbreak. This is what you get. You legalize marijuana, there's a whole bunch of other things that happen. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're doing an investigation with state health officials to try to figure out what it is, because there's all of a sudden all these emergency room visits by people who use synthetic pot, and they found a couple of different strains of it now, and they had an outbreak like that in Georgia. Of course, that was illegal. The real marijuana is legal in Colorado. Synthetic marijuana, which, by the way, is dried plant material sprayed with synthetic stuff, and carbinoids is what it is illegal. And they're trying to ban it. But it's hard to keep up with the whole chemical thing. At first, actually started to crop up in 2009. They call it spice. So, and it can be deadly. It can be deadly because people all of a sudden have their blood pressure spikes and they become freaky agitated. And that's how they do tests, and that's how they find out the fact that it was synthetic pot. So like I said, they ushered in a whole bunch of problems they were not thinking about beforehand. How about that? And then there's this last story, Times Square. If you've ever been to New York City, and this is a popular time to go to New York City, it's one of the things you do is you go to Times Square, and people are walking around, and it's crazy, and all kinds of things are happening there. They're saying that the NYPD is getting an arsenal of security ready. Not so much they're not worried about New Year's Eve, but they're worried about packages, bombs, any of that kind of stuff, detection things, because the Super Bowl is going to be there, and they're doing the Super Bowl Boulevard, which is going to be a theme park where they'll have all kinds of attractions and all that kind of stuff on Times Square. So starting at midnight on January 26th, and through February 1st, it's on lock, you know, they'll lock it down. So they have to have a lot of security there. A lot of police officers are going to have to patrol the area because they think they're going to have, you know, maybe 150,000 people that will be there. Some people go to those parties and then they don't actually go to the game because there's a whole week long of all kinds of things happening, all kinds of parties, all kinds of events. And so this will be a big one. It'll be a huge one. They're saying there's going to be fireworks on the Hudson River, and so you're going to see all kinds of traffic. And so there's big concern over, of course, security. It's New York, and we know that they're always worried about that anyway, that they're a target, and that whatever nut, homegrown or otherwise, they know it's a big crowd, and when in big crowds, we see what can often happen. You got to be looking around and watching, so they're doubling up on the amount of people that are going to patrol that area because it's just too risky for the fact that someone might dump something on the sidewalk or do something else. Too bad we have to worry about those kind of things, isn't it? But, you know, that's life these days. Since 9/11, really even prior to 9/11, we had to think about it. Once again, any thoughts on the show, you know what you can do, because I've had a lot of people ask me this. Send them to me. The address is americatonight.net. americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.